Johnny could only sing one note, and the note he sang was this.
Ah,
poor Johnny one note sang out with gusto and just overlorded the place. Poor Johnny one note yelled willy-nilly until he was blue in the face. For holding one note was his ace. Couldn't hear the brass, copy-tippy-tippy-tip. Couldn't hear the drum, chick-a-pock-pock-all. He was in a class by himself, by gum. Poor Johnny one note got in Aida, indeed a great chance to be brave. He took his one note, howled like the north wind, brought forth wind that made critics rave. While Giuseppe Verdi turned round in his grave. Couldn't hear the flute or the big trombone. Everything was mute. Johnny stood alone. Cats and dogs stopped yapping, lions in zoo all were jealous of Johnny's big trill. Thunderclaps stopped clapping, traffic ceased to roar, and they tell us Niagara stood still. He stopped the train whistles, boat whistles, steam whistles, cop whistles, all whistles bowed to his skill. Scoop-a-dee-ba-dop sing, Johnny one note sing out with gusto and just overwhelm all the crowd. Sing Johnny one note out loud. Ming mong, ming mong, ma e e a e e a. Ming mong, ming mong, ma e e a. Yapping lions in the zoo, all were jealous of Johnny's big trill. Thunderclaps stopped clapping, traffic ceased to roar, and to tell us Niagara stood still. You know the man, he stopped train whistles, boat whistles, sing whistles, cop whistles, all whistles bowed to his skill. Scoop-a-dee-ba-dop sing, Johnny one note sing out with gusto and just overwhelm all the crowd. Sing Johnny one note. Johnny one note.
Bob Dureau with the Hart Rogers song Johnny One Note from his debut record Devil May Care, released by the long-defunct Bethlehem Records in 1956. Welcome into the show, everyone. This is Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray, and this hour we will be spotlighting the life and music of Bob Dureau. The jazz vocalist has been making music in relative obscurity for over 60 years and only signed his first big record deal with Blue Note Records at the spry age of 76. His resume includes work with Blossom Dearey, Sam Most, and Miles Davis, but he's best known for his work on the cartoon series Schoolhouse Rock. Dureau served as musical director and frequent performer for the series from its inception in 1973 all the way through 1985. Here he is performing one of his Schoolhouse songs, Three is a Magic Number.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family.
6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Now the multiples of 3 come up 3 times in each set of 10. In the first 10, you get 3, 6, 9, and in the teens 10, it's 12, 15, and 18. And in the 20s, you get a 21, 24, 27, and it comes out even on 30, yeah.
Now multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is
30.
3 times 9 is
27.
3 times 8 is
24.
3 times 7 is
21. 3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12, and 3 times 3 is 9, 3 times 2 is 6, and 3 times 1 is 3, of course.
Now dig the pattern once more. 3,
3, 6, 9,
12,
12, 15, 18,
21,
21, 24, 27, 30,
yeah.
30.
Now multiply from 10 backwards.
3 times 10 is
30.
3 times 9 is 27.
3 times 8 is
24. 3 times 7 is
21.
3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. And 3 times 3 is 9. And 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1. What is it?
3!
Yeah,
that's a magic number. A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had 3 in the family. That's a magic number.
Bob Dura was born on December 12, 1923, in Cherry Hill, Arkansas. His family moved to Plainview, Texas, where Bob attended high school and became heavily involved in the band there. He was drafted into the Army in 1943 and at the conclusion of his service attended North Texas State Teachers College, one of the first colleges in the nation to have a jazz program, which started while Dura was enrolled there. From there, he traveled to New York City, where he briefly attended Columbia University. He lived on East 75th Street, and he held nightly jam sessions that attracted the likes of Elvin Jones, Pepper Adams, and Bill Evans. He had a surprising job as musical director for Sugar Ray Robinson, joining the boxer-turned-bandleader on the road for nearly 2 years. He parted ways with Robinson in Paris, where he stayed for a while, playing in Paris clubs with artists including Blossom Dearie.
Well, so much for the A side. Now I'll take a little break, and I'll get back with the B side.
Oh, no, wait a minute, baby. Don't leave now.
Shall
it's still early. I had a few plans for the later part of the evening.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, let's have another drink and just sort of relax.
We could have one more drink and a cigarette.
Sure, anything you want. I've got everything here.
Golly.
No need leaving.
Stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
I've been hoping that you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just another drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors will think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew.
Eyes are like starlight now.
To break this spell,
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks sweet.
I ought to say no, 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 sir.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Now what's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Oh baby, don't hold out.
Ah, oh, but it's cold.
Side.
must go.
The baby is cold out there.
The answer is no.
I'm telling you, it's cold out there.
The welcome has been.
I'm so lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be pacing the floor.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to go home.
A blossom, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me your coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died.
I really can't stay.
I'll get over that whole dive.
Ah, but it's cold outside. Maybe it's cold.
Go ahead and split now, Blossom, if you got to.
We're
through. Bob Duro and Blossom Dearie live here on Connecting the Notes, where we are spending this entire hour listening to the music of Bob Duro. Bob Duro returned to New York City in the mid-50s and recorded his first solo record, The Devil May Care, which was released by Bethlehem Records in 1956.
Comes a temptation, I never resist it. Love is a danger, I'm willing to risk it. You are that danger, and danger's why oh you. And so you better not come walking through my door, or I'll throw away the key. You better not go messing round my heart, you'll end up hurting me. You've got the kind of eyes that I could go for. You've got the kind of lips that make me want to know more. And so you better not say nice things just for me, or I'll tumble down. And if you ever smile, that secret smile, that lover smile, I'll drown. You're just the kind of a girl I always dreamed of, but whom I'd never meet, it seemed. Of course you know that once the flame has started, you got to let it burn and glow, or I'll be brokenhearted. Please say you love me or set me free, 'cause you're the dangerous type of a girl for me. We'll be right back. how well do I remember a stranger on the street. And when I saw no ring up on your finger, my heart skipped a beat. You sowed the seeds of love that soon must flower. You got my motor racing 90 miles an hour. I don't believe I ever felt infatuation with such a crazy sting. I had never knew a heaven here on earth where every day was spring. So tell me if there's no hope for my scheming. Pinch me awake, stop this dreaming. Don't you know that once the wheel is turning, acceleration makes it go until the brake is burning. Say you love me or set me free. Cause you're the dangerous type of a girl. You're the dangerous type of a girl. You're the dangerous variety of female species for me.
You're the Dangerous Type, an original by Bob Dureau, featured on his debut album, Devil May Care. It was released on Bethlehem Records, which went bankrupt shortly after this album's release. Without a record contract, Dureau ventured to L.A., where he gigged frequently. He met Miles Davis, which led to a recording session where Davis recorded two of Dureau's songs. Dureau contributed vocals to both the tracks, making him one of the few vocalists to record with Miles Davis. Both songs were recorded in 1962. A Christmas song from the session was released that year by Columbia, while the other track recorded was Dureau's Nothing Like You, which Miles included on his 1966 album Sorcerer.
Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Nothing like you existed in days of yore. Never were lips so kissable. Never were eyes so bright. I can't believe it's possible that you bring me such delight. Nothing can match the rapture of your embrace. Nothing can catch the magic that's in your face. You're like a dream come true, something completely new. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Nothing like you, nothing like you has ever been mine before. Kisses I've known, but none so divine before. No one has your magnificence. Who can describe your charms? I'd like to make my residence forever in your arms. I never knew how wonderful life could be. No one but you could ever do this to me. Call me a fool in love. One thing I'm certain of. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Nothing like you. Nothing like you. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. You're like a dream come true, something completely new. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Just to call me a fool in love, one thing I'm certain of. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Nothing like you. You're all I ever dreamed and wanted. Nothing like you. I never knew that you existed. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Nothing like you. Nothing like you. Nothing like you has ever been seen before.
10 years after his first release, Dureau got the opportunity to record again, this time for Focus, which also folded shortly after his release. The album contained a mix of Dureau originals, classics arranged by Dureau, and a cover of Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice.
Sit and wonder why, babe,
if you don't know by now.
Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, baby, that's alright. No use in turning on your light, babe.
That light I never know.
Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still I wish there was something you could do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, baby, that's alright. I'm a walking down that long, long
lonesome road, babe.
Where I'm bound, I can't say.
But goodbye is too good a word, gal. So I'll just say too late. I ain't saying that you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just sort of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, baby, that's all right. I keep thinking and wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child untold. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, baby, that's all right. Yes, I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, baby, that's all right. Don't think twice, baby, that's all right. There's no need to tell you. Now don't make me sell you. You know good and well, you're the one I idolize. I'm going to be true now. There's nothing in view now, except me and you. Can't you read that in my eyes? Though I will never shout it, I know this about it. I can't do without it, don't you ever doubt it. Baby, 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 you should know it. The words are so trite, dear. Wouldn't be right, dear, when holding you tight, to disturb our happiness. My heart is a feather when we are together. No poet could ever describe such tenderness. So rather than delay it, I won't try to say it. Wrap it up and weigh it, live it, work it, play it. Baby, 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 you should know that. Lucky we got it. Our plans are all plotted. Our spots are all spotted. Our charts are all charted. Our seeds are all sodded. Our notes are all jotted. The I's are all dotted. The ink is all blotted. There's nothing left to do but lose myself in you. Oh, baby, 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 don't you know that? Just look at the moon, baby. Sing me a tune, babe, and never too soon, maybe take me by the hand. The stars up above you, the lark and the dove too, they all know I love you, the whole world understands. I love you, don't forget it, baby, there I said it, don't you ever bet it won't get better yet. And baby, 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 so hold me closer, hun, the talk is nearly done. Just leave the record running, kiss me one more one. And baby, 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 you will know it. Baby, 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 you should know it.
Two cuts off of Bob Dureau's 1966 LP, Just About Everything. First was the Bob Dylan cover, Don't Think Twice, followed by an original by Bob Dureau and Ben Tucker called Baby You Should Know. Ben Tucker was playing bass and Percy Bruce the drums on that recording. Tucker and Dureau had worked together before and actually collaborated on writing a hit for Mel Torme in 1966 called Coming Home Baby.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay.
I'm coming home, baby.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting here for you.
I'm coming home now real soon.
You've been gone.
Coming home, baby, now.
You don't know what I'm going through.
I'm coming home, I know I'm overdue.
Since you went away.
Expect me any day now real soon. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm praying every night.
And everything is gonna be fine.
Please come on.
Coming home, baby, now.
I want to feel you hold me tight.
Expect to see me now anytime.
When I'm in your arms.
You're in my arms, I'll be fine. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm counting every day.
I'm coming home now, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Use your phone.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
And baby, let me hear you say.
I'm coming home, you hearing what I say.
That you're coming home.
And I never will go away.
Hey.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting at the door.
They can't hold me back now, no more.
All alone.
I'm pressing on, baby, now.
And pacing up and down the floor.
Oh, hear me holler and hear me roar.
Say you'll be with me.
Gonna be with you evermore. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Oh, baby, say you're coming home.
That's what I say I'm coming home.
Something's wrong.
The road is long, baby, now.
Or to either ride or phone.
I'm coming home and never more to roam.
Baby, tell me you're.
Baby, I'm for sure coming home. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Come on home.
I'm coming home.
Mel Torme with Coming Home, Baby. That song was written by Ben Tucker and Bob Duro. Bob Duro is the focus of our show this hour on Connecting the Notes. Hope you're enjoying the show. Duro's relationship with Ben Tucker also led to the biggest gig of his life, that of musical director for the animated series Schoolhouse Rock. The goal was to make short, catchy songs aimed at teaching children things like history and the multiplication tables, and accompany the songs with cartoons. The series was thought up by an advertising exec, David McCall, and was sold to ABC and made into a series of short 3-minute cartoons that aired on Sunday mornings. It started with the multiplication table and went on to encompass English grammar, history, and science. Bob Duro wrote all of the first season and performed on all the tracks as well, usually as singer. He continued to serve as musical director throughout the series, although songwriting duties were shared with others, including Lynn Ahrens, George Newell, and Dave Frischberg.
Zero?
Yeah. Zero is a wonderful thing. In fact, Zero is my hero.
How can Zero be a hero?
Well, there are all kinds of heroes, you know. A man can get to be a hero for a famous battle he fought. Or by studying very hard and becoming a weightless astronaut. And then there are heroes of other sorts, like the heroes we know from watching sports. But a hero doesn't have to be a grown-up person, you know. A hero can be a very big dog who comes to your rescue, or a very little boy who's smart enough to know what to do. But let me tell you about my favorite hero. Did you ever stop to think about Zero? Zero is fantastic. Why, without the concept of zero, we'd never be able to multiply, divide, add, subtract, or even to count very high. My hero, Zero, such a funny little hero, but till you came along, we counted on our fingers and toes. Now you're here to stay, and nobody really knows how wonderful you are. Why, we could never reach a star without you, Zero, my hero, how wonderful you are.
What's so wonderful about a zero? It's nothing, isn't it?
Sure, it represents nothing alone. But place a zero after one, and you've got yourself a ten. See how important that is? When you run out of digits, you can start all over again. See how convenient that is? That's why with only 10 digits, including zero,
You can count as high as you could ever go, forever towards infinity. No one ever gets there, but you could try. With 10 billion zeros, from the caveman till the heroes who invented you, they counted on their fingers and toes,
and maybe some sticks and stones,
or rocks and bones,
and their neighbor's toes. You're here,
and nobody really knows how wonderful you are. Why, we could never reach the star without you, zero, my hero, zero. How wonderful you are.
Place 10 after any number, and you've multiplied that number by 10.
See how easy that is.
Place 20 after any number, and you've multiplied that number by 100.
See how simple that is.
Place 30 after any number, and you've multiplied that number by 1,000, etc., etc., ad infinitum, ad astra, forever and ever, with zero, my hero, how wonderful you are.
Body grows bigger.
The mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
cause knowledge is power.
It's Schoolhouse Rockin', a chip off the block of your favorite Schoolhouse.
When you look down the street, what do you see? The street is overflowing with a lot of machines. Now I don't mean the buses, the trucks or cars. I'm talking about the people, yeah, you know who they are.
I'm a machine, you're a machine. Everybody that you know they are machines. To keep your engine running, you need energy for your high-powered revved-up body machine. Your high-powered revved-up body machine.
I'd be a fool if I said that the fuel that we needed to burn was gasoline. Cause the fuel we use is the stuff called food, and it puts out the power for our machine. You make a stop at the filling station,
fill her up with chicken sandwich to go.
As you start to chew, your body does it, all systems go.
Now that sandwich contains some very important kinds of food energy for your body. The chicken gives you protein, bread, carbohydrate, mayonnaise, fat. And the lettuce has vitamins plus cellulose or roughage. Together these things help keep your body machine running smoothly.
First the saliva, kinda like a driver,
move to the rear of the mouth.
But what it's doing, along with teeth chewing, is taking food and breaking it down. Down to the stomach, the food is pushed, the esophagus does its stuff, and the stomach starts.
Look at those moving parts!
As the body machine turns up,
gastric juices operate on proteins, fats, and carbohydrates.
In the stomach, they do what they do. They take out nutrition and use it for you.
When the cellulose in those leaves, you know, will control the traffic flow.
Helps the food to move along so the good stays in
and the bad gets gone.
I'm a machine, you're a machine. Everybody that you know, they are machines. To keep your engine running, you need energy for your high power. Body machine, your high-powered revved-up body machine.
Then the small intestine does most of your digesting by sending all the nutrients in through the villi,
which look a little silly,
but act as little vents. The bloodstream passes, the nutrients it catches, and takes them to the cells you see. You use what it delivers
and store some in the liver
for future energy.
I'm a machine, you're a machine. Everybody that you know they are machines. To keep your engine running, you need energy for your high-powered revved-up body machine. Your high-powered revved-up body machine.
Your high-powered revved-up, complicated, tuned-up, fascinating body machine. Take care of that machine. You've got such a great model there, honey.
Give it the right fuel, high protein, low calorie.
Take it out for a spin every day.
All right, a little trip down memory lane there with some Schoolhouse Rock songs written and performed by Bob Dureau, who served as musical director for the series from its inception until 1985. That last song was called The Body Machine. It premiered on the series in 1979 and was written by Lynn Ahrens and performed by Bob Dureau and Jack Sheldon. Schoolhouse Rock was by far the most lucrative endeavor that Dereau was involved with during his career, but he collaborated with many artists and was a respected songwriter, especially within the jazz community. Here he is singing with John Zorn's Naked City on the song The Cage, written by Neil Ives.
Still read, your baby is gone. The same thing I said, and not coming home. I went right out and tried to forget. I had some drinks, I'm still drinking yet. I loved her so, you know. The drinks made me feel that it wasn't true. I rushed home and reread the message through. Your baby is gone.
Your baby is gone.
And not coming home.
And not coming home.
I went on a nice little holiday to help all the loneliness go away. But there by the sea,
your baby is gone.
The message and me.
And not coming home.
I then took a whirl at the social game and dated a few of my final flames. But still in my head,
your baby is gone.
The message I read,
and not coming home.
Maybe someday I can forget. I know for sure I haven't not yet. I loved her so, you know. I burned up the message and watched it go. But there in the ashes the words that glow. Your baby is gone.
Your baby is gone.
And not coming home.
And not coming home.
Your baby is gone.
Your baby is gone.
And not coming home.
And not coming home.
Your baby is gone.
Your baby is gone.
And not coming home.
And not coming home.
Your baby is gone.
Your baby is gone.
Bob Dereau recorded sporadically over the course of his career. In the early years, jazz work was so hard to come by that he kept busy writing advertising jingles and produced two albums for Spanky and Our Gang. He made only three albums in a 20-year span between 1956 and 1976, and really only began recording regularly in 1997, at the age of 73, when he was signed by Blue Note Records. Here's a title cut from his 2000 album, Too Much Coffee Man.
Too much coffee, man. He's too much coffee, man. He had a plan, but it all ran out the pan.
man when he sat down to have another brown steaming cup of Java Joe, you know? Yeah. Too much coffee, man. Too much coffee, man. He's too much coffee, man. Like I said, Stan, he's the man. He is too much coffee, man. That's his name, don't you get it? Too much coffee, man. Do, 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 do. What's that you said? What's that on his head? That is his head, man. Huh, yeah, he's too much coffee, man. What was the plan? Do, 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 do. He tells it like it is, but it isn't happening. He says, come in, Russ, what's happening? Let's sit down and make a plan. Nothing happening, man. No, yeah. Well, as long as you're hanging around, might as well have another brown steaming cup of Java Joe, you know? Yeah, we'll make a plan. Get up and go. Yeah. But before we go, I think I need one more. I need one for the road, and I need one for the load. Too much coffee, man. Ooh, too much coffee, man. Ooh, too much coffee, man. Ooh, too much coffee, man.
The dog trots freely in the street and sees reality. And the things he sees are bigger than himself. And the things he sees are his reality. Drunks in doorways, moons on trees. The dog trots freely through the street and the things he sees are smaller than himself. Fish on newsprint, ants in holes, chickens in Chinatown windows, their heads a block away. The dog trots freely in the street and the things he smells smells something like himself. The dog trots freely in the street past puddles and babies, cats and cigars, pool rooms and policemen. He doesn't hate cops, he merely has no use for them. And he goes past them, past the dead cows hung up whole in front of the San Francisco meat market. He would rather eat a tender cow than a tough policeman, though either might do. He goes past the Romeo Ravioli Factory, past Cort's Tower, past Congressman Doyle. He's afraid of Cort's Tower, but he's not afraid of Congressman Doyle, although what he hears is very discouraging, very depressing, very absurd. To a sad young dog like himself, to a serious dog like himself. But he has his own free world to live in, his own fleas to eat. He will not be muzzled. Congressman Doyle is just another fire hydrant to him. The dog trots freely in the street and has his own dog's life to live and to think about and to reflect upon, touching and tasting and testing everything, investigating everything, without benefit of perjury, a real realist with a real tale to tell. And a real tale to tell it with. A real live barking democratic dog engaged in real free enterprise with something to say about ontology, something to say about reality, and how to see it, and how to hear it, with his head cocked sideways at street corners as if he is just about to have his picture taken for Victor Records. Listening for his master's voice and looking like a living question mark into the great gramophone of puzzling existence with its wondrous hollow horn, which always seems just about to spout forth some victorious answer to everything.
All right, we started that set off with the title cut off of Durow's 2000 LP, Too Much Coffee Man, followed by Durow's reading of the Lawrence Forlin Geddes poem, Dog. That was originally recorded sometime in the 50s and recently released on an anthology titled Jazz Canto. Another popular song Durow performed, done in a similar vein, was the Hoagy Carmichael and Paul Francis Webster song, Baltimore Oriole.
Baltimore Oriole, she took a look at the mercury one day. Well, 'twas 40 below. No time for a lady to be dragging her feathers around in the snow. Leaving her mate, straight she flew to the Tangipaho, where a two-timing jaybird met the divine Miss O. Baltimore Oriole, she messed around with that jaybird till he singed her wings. Forgiving is easy, it's a woman like now and then happens sort of thing. Take her back home, home ain't home without her warbling. It makes a lonely man happy. Baltimore, Baltimore Oriole. Baltimore Oriole, she took a look at the mercury one day. Well, 'twas 40 below. No time for a lady to be dragging her feathers around in the snow. Leaving her nest, well, she was dressed in her best. Off she flew to the Tangipaho.
That's a big river near Baltimore,
where a two-timing jaybird met the divine Miss O. They played around with the snow on the ground. Baltimore Oriole, she messed around with that jaybird till he singed her wings. Forgiving is easy, it's a woman like now and then happens sort of thing. Take her back home, home ain't home without her warbling. Makes a lonely man happy. Baltimore, Baltimore, Oriole, come down from that bough. Fly to your daddy, fly to your daddy now.
At the age of 87, Bob Durow still performs, mostly nearby his home in Mount Bethel, Pennsylvania, nestled in the Pocono Mountains. He records on a variety of labels, including his own, which he has recently started. A documentary is in the works on Bob Durow, and the details can be found on that at DevilMayCareTheMovie.com. Devil May Care is the name of a cut from his first record, released in 1956. Bob Jarreau original. It was recorded by Miles Davis in 1962. Hope you've enjoyed the show. This has been Connecting the Notes. You can reach me by simply emailing me at connectingthenotes@yahoo.com. We got a handful of Bob Jarreau songs to close out for you.
Cares for me, I'm happy as I can be. I've learned to love and to live. Devil may care. No blues or woes, whatever comes later goes. That's how I take and I give. The devil may care. When the day is through, I suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets loses the night. For only a fool dreams he can hold back the dawn. He who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. Live love today, let come tomorrow what may. Don't even stop for a sigh. It doesn't help when you cry. That's why I live and I'll die. Devil may care. Suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets loses the night. For only a fool dreams he can hold back the dawn. He who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. Live love today, let come tomorrow what may. Don't even stop for a sigh. It doesn't help when you cry. That's why I live and I'll die. Devil may care. Devil may care. Devil may care. Devil may care.
I wonder if you're wondering if you should take to wandering. I wonder if you wonder what I'd do. Ah, would I stay at home alone and grieve and groan and moan alone or wonder after wonderful you? What would I do? Well, if you call for some hole in the wall in Nepal, I'll follow. And just to give in to you, I'd go to India too. If you beckon to Mecca, I'll be neck and neck behind you. Fly Air Express Marrakesh, where I guess there I'd catch you. Because it's right on my way home. Any which way you roam, baby, it's right on my way home. On a steamer to Lima with Keely and Prima, we'd tango. On the scenic Cortina with Jackie and Gina, we'd ski. And I'm warning you, on a cold Monaco morning, I'll wire you. Arrive Monte Carlo, stop Liza, Juan Carlos and me. Because it's right on my way home. Any which way you roam, baby, it's right on my way home. A tisket, a tasket, I'll take off for Tashkent behind you. Old Mother Russia, she ain't such a much to me. You can pass on the notion the Pacific Ocean will stop me. If you go to Samoa, you'll soon see some more of me. Because it's right on my way home. Any which way you roam, baby, right on my way home. Pause by the cow's bar, you'll see that I was by your side, babe. I'll be munching a Mars bar because I'm in love. No basis to think an oasis is safe as a refuge. Ha! Sahara Sam caravans where they can carry me through. And baby, it's right on my way home. Any which way you roam, baby, it's right on my way home. Asking me, baby, if I love you. If you want to know if I care. If you're dying to, trying to, crying to know if you left me. Would I follow your ass anywhere? Yeah, y'all, baby, it's right on my way home. Any which way you roam, mama, it's right on my way home. Yes, it's right on my way home. Any which way you roam, baby, it's right on my way home. Taxi.